Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. The weather is cooling, the leaves are changing, and all of my neighbors are putting pumpkins on their porches. It got me thinking, what is the environmental impact of all these jack-o'-lanterns? Here to answer this question are Naomi Diokule and Emily Tom.
Hey, Megan.
Hi there.
So how are all these decorative pumpkins affecting the environment?
With the Halloween season coming up, around 145 million Americans are buying pumpkins to make homemade jack-o'-lanterns.
And after all the pumpkin decorating fun, a majority of people simply throw them away.
Okay, but a lot of holiday stuff creates waste. Why should I care about pumpkins and landfills?
Foods like pumpkins decompose and release methane, a greenhouse gas that traps heat in the atmosphere.
And they contribute to a larger problem. Food waste. In fact, 20% of global methane emissions come from food scraps and other biodegradable waste in landfills.
Does that mean I shouldn't carve a pumpkin this year?
No, you don't have to give up your fall traditions. In fact, pumpkins make up barely a fraction of the food sent to landfills.
The most methane emissions actually come from meat and dairy waste. So, relative to other foods, pumpkins don't make a huge environmental impact.
That being said, it's still helpful to put your pumpkins to use.
To find out more about one solution, we talked to two leaders of Scarce, a nonprofit that promotes composting.
So, my name is Kay McKean, and I'm the founder of Scarce, and we are in our 32nd year.
And my name is Erin Kennedy. I'm one of the environmental educators here at Scarce.
According to them, the answer to massive pumpkin waste is an annual pumpkin smash.
So the participants that come, they bring their pumpkin, they load it up on that catapult, and that will actually shoot it into that collection roll-off dumpster that will then get transported to a commercial food scrap composting facility.
At the facility, the organic waste creates less methane, and it's turned into compost that can be used to improve soil health. In fact,
we estimate that about 780 tons of pumpkins have been diverted from a landfill, and really just getting families and community members out, you know, to participate in a fun event that's helpful to our communities and to the environment.
Hey, that sounds fun. But what do I do if there isn't a pumpkin smash near me?
Well, one option is to start your own.
Or figure out a way to use as much of the pumpkin as you can. For example, you could use it to make a pie or you could bake the seeds. You could also compost it.
Basically, the message here is don't worry about your jack-o'-lantern. Have fun with it and look for creative ways to get rid of your food waste, even if it means smashing pumpkins.
Great. Thanks, Naomi and Emily. That's it for today. For more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.